When Emmanuel Macron won the first round of the presidential election, he mounted the stage to thank supporters hand in hand with his wife, Brigitte.
À toute ma famille et à Brigitte.
Much has been made of the fact that former teacher Brigitte Macron, who met the current president at a drama workshop when he was just 15, is 24 years his senior. A recent biography tells the now well-documented story that the teenage Macron vowed to marry her and did just that some 14 years later, aged 30.
Pardon, Brigitte, c'est mon épouse.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Brigitte Macron has been ever present at his side since. On their frequent public outings, they seem a happy couple. It makes a pleasant change, says Rainbow Murray, an expert on gender politics at St Mary's University, London.
Well, it's very nice to see them so comfortable together. Most French presidents have a reputation for being womanisers, whereas Emmanuel Macron seems quite happy with the woman he's already with. They are unconventional, not so much the age gap. I mean, the American president has a similar age gap in his partner, more the way in which they got together. I mean, a school teacher dating one of her pupils is a little unusual, shall we say. I think had it been the other way round and he had been older than her, I think it would have been much less commented on.
Emmanuel Macron had a rapid rise to power and his wife has been there literally every step of the way. In 2015, when he was economy minister, a TV crew from Canal Plus were surprised to find her attending his weekly briefing with his advisers. My wife isn't part of my staff, he said. She's not paid by the taxpayer. She spends a lot of time here because I value her opinion. We have lively exchanges, Brigitte Macron replied when asked whether she kept her husband in line. Montaigne once said, it is good to rub and polish our brain against that of others. It's very important if you want to progress. And progress he did. French author and journalist Alex Bouillaguet, who wrote a book on the presidential candidate's partners, says Brigitte Macron plays a key role in her husband's life.
Elle est effectivement la part non négociable de son mari. Elle est celle dont il a besoin toujours d'avoir l'oreille.
She's the non-negotiable part of her husband, if you like. He needs to hear what she thinks. She coaches him on how to deliver his speeches, gives him psychological support, calms him down. He says he can only work when he's happy. And to be happy, Brigitte Macron has to be there.
Quand il est heureux, il faut qu'il y ait Brigitte Macron.
But just how much political influence does Brigitte Macron exercise?
Brigitte Macron, elle n'a pas, on va dire, une influence sur le fond des dossiers.
Brigitte Macron doesn't influence the content of his policies, but she does influence the form. They debrief a lot in private. She's a kind of coach, a mentor, the bridge between her husband and civil society. She told me he gives her a shopping list of people to see. She'll then put them in contact with Emmanuel Macron or not. I think she'll continue being a kind of facilitator between French people, civil society and the president.
Cette courroie de transmission entre quelque part les Français, la société civile et le président.
While the title First Lady is beginning to be used more often in France now, the role of Première Dame doesn't feature in the French constitution and has no legal status. In the run-up to the election, Emmanuel Macron told French TV he wanted to change that. When you're elected president of the Republic, you live with someone, and it's necessary that that person has a role and is recognized in that role. She won't be paid by the taxpayer, but she will have a voice, an opinion, a public role. I hope that role can be defined, and I will ask for some work to be done on this, he said. So what will that role be? As a former teacher, Brigitte Macron has plenty of ideas on educational reform, which happens also to be a priority for the new government. Alex Bouillaguet.
C'est vrai qu'elle-même, en tant que première dame, a envie de s'investir.
She wants to put her energy into the field of education. She often speaks about how fragile some primary school children are, and that is one of the key points in Emmanuel Macron's program. But I think it's one of the few areas where her influence can be felt in a concrete way.
Ça doit être quand même l'un des seuls aspects de manière très concrète.
French first ladies are given an office at the Élysée Palace, a budget for paying assistants, and police protection. But it's all a bit unofficial. The budget comes out of the general Élysée budget. when the previous president, François Hollande, took office in 2012. His partner at the time, Valérie Trier-Vallière, had a staff of five and the cost to taxpayers was around €19,000 a month. She came in for a good deal of criticism. Given Macron's emphasis on transparency, anti-corruption and cleaning up public life, Rainbow Murray says the president's desire to formalise the role is a bid to demonstrate he's doing it by the book. And while it may not be easy to define that role, she says there is an argument for making it a bit clearer.
At the moment, it's a very strange position to be in. You're expected to be there all the time and never be seen. You're expected to be glamorous but modest. You're expected to be able to make small talk with world leaders whilst not talking to journalists. You're expected to devote all of your time to a role that you're not paid for, and it's really not very fair. I don't think there should be any formal political role for the spouse of the president, because the spouse hasn't been elected. But perhaps there could be a sort of recognition of spousal support and the need to do a certain degree of entertaining as a part of the leadership couple.
Like that of a monarchy, for example, where the role of a consort is very formalised. But Bernard Mathieu, professor of constitutional law at Sorbonne University in Paris, sees only problems in any such change.
C'est à mon avis une transgression.
To my mind, it's a serious transgression of the separation between public and private life. Matrimonial status falls within the jurisdiction of private, not public life.
Premièrement, sur le plan des principes, les Français ont élu une personne.
As a matter of principle, the French have elected a person, not a couple. France isn't a monarchy, and the European tradition, at least in republics, means we don't have consorts.
Et qu'il n'y ait pas de prince consort.
What's more, from a practical point of view, formalising the role of First Lady in France would open up a can of worms, he says.
I think we should always refrain from legislating or bringing in regulations based on one particular situation. They're a very close couple. Mrs. Macron was active in the campaign, but laws are designed to last. They're not meant to regulate a one-off situation, and I think it would lead to a lot of problems.
Quel est le statut matrimonial qui va justifier le fait d'être première?
Firstly, what kind of matrimonial status would justify being first lady or first gentleman? Is it being married, having a civil union, or just living together? Secondly, couples are more unstable nowadays. So what would the status of a former first lady be if the couple separated during the term of office and a new one came along? Imagine how difficult that would be.
In any case, there isn't that much enthusiasm for a sort of French Michelle Obama here. In May last year, a survey showed that close to two-thirds of French people were against creating an official position for the First Lady. Rainbow Murray offers an explanation.
I think it's partly because traditionally the private life of French presidents isn't public property. I think we've also just come to the end of 5 years of a president who didn't have a spouse, and 5 years before that of a president who changed spouse mid-presidency. So I think people are a bit wary of giving too much of a formal role to someone who's never been elected and, at least in recent cases, isn't necessarily a permanent institution at the Élysée either.
Emmanuel Macron has set himself up as a modern, progressive leader. Arguably, then, it would send out a strong message if he appeared in public alone, without a female on his arm. Alex Bouillaguet says had Macron been married to a younger woman at the height of her career, he might well have gone it alone more often.
Brigitte Macron, elle n'est pas en pleine ascension professionnelle. Elle est retraitée d'éducation nationale.
Brigitte Macron is not moving up the career ladder. She's a retired teacher, so she has time to accompany her husband. I think if Emmanuel Macron had been with a younger woman whose career was taking off, he might have been seen alone more often, like Angela Merkel. Brigitte Macron is available to do the job of First Lady. And what's more, she's enjoying it.
Brigitte Macron, elle est disponible pour jouer le job et je pense qu'en plus, ça lui plaît.
It's worth mentioning that Angela Merkel is, of course, a female head of state, and the unspoken rules applying to male and female leaders just aren't the same. As gender politics expert Rainbow Murray told me, women leaders tend to keep their partners out of the limelight because they often face sexist accusations that a man is running the show behind the scenes. In short, A wife is an asset to a male politician, a husband is a liability to a female one. It's still unclear how Brigitte Macron's role in French political life will evolve, but we're almost sure to be seeing a great deal of her. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.